Shalom, everybody. In this week's parsha, we hear about a korban called the korban chatas. A korban chatas is a korban that is brought when someone commits a sin b'shogeg, unwittingly or unintentionally. And not just any sin, but a sin which, had they committed the sin on purpose, they would have, God forbid, received the divine punishment of kares, of being cut off. Chazal and the Mefarshim disagree as to what exactly kares is, but it's a terrible divine punishment. And the Mishnah, in the beginning of Maseches Krisus, Krisus Kares, Krisus, lists 36 different averos in the Torah that warrant kares, such as eating chametz on Pesach on purpose, eating blood on purpose, etc. So if anyone does any of those averos on purpose, they would get kares, chas v'shalom, but if they do them b'shogeg, they would have to bring a korban chatas, as described in our parsha. That's the korban chatas, and it's introduced in our parsha in the beginning of Perek Dalet with the following seemingly strange words. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, nefesh ki sechata vishkaga, when a person sins unwittingly or unintentionally, mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo seyasena, if a person commits any of the sins that of Hashem, any of the mitzvos, a sin regarding any of the mitzvos of Hashem, then the Torah says, v'asa me'achas mehena, and he does, or she does, one of them. But that's a strange wording in the pasuk. All the pasuk had to say was, if a person inadvertently commits a sin, mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo seyasena, that's it, period. Why does the Torah have to add at the end of the pasuk, v'yasa me'achas mehena, and he or she performs one of them? What is it supposed to mean? What does that mean? So this question is asked by the Gemara, by the Medrash, by many Mefarshim. One beautiful explanation is given by Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. He died in 1809. He was one of the primary Talmidim of the Magid of Mezrich. It's found in his Sefer on the Chumash Kedushas Levi. And in that Sefer, on our Parsha, he says the following beautiful idea. Rav Levi Yitzchak says that a sin is, of course, when you do something wrong. But that's not the only kind of sin. It's also possible to do a mitzvah, but then afterwards be filled with haughtiness or arrogance. Look at me! I'm amazing! I did this mitzvah! I must be so special! Rav Levi Yitzchak says that's also a mistake. And that is what our pasuk is hinting to. A person who sins by doing something wrong, mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo seyasena, that's one type of avera. But they can also sin by doing a mitzvah, v'asa me'achas mehena, doing one of these mitzvos. And we have to be careful not to sin, whether by transgressing a mitzvah, and also not to sin by doing a mitzvah as well. That's Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. Another beautiful explanation in our pasuk comes from the Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich. He died in 1593 in Tzfat. He wrote a major perush on the Chumash, and on this pasuk he says, also, beautiful idea. Doing an avera b'shogeg is not the same thing as doing an avera b'ones. Ones means absolutely accidental, completely and utterly out of your control. Ones means that there was absolutely nothing you could have done to prevent the sin from happening. That kind of sin, a sin performed by ones, is not even a sin in the first place. It's completely not your fault. And Hashem, who knows all and sees all, doesn't count it against you. It's not a sin at all. No reason for tshuva, no reason for a korban. That's ones. But that's not shogeg. That's not what a korban chatas is brought for. A chatas is brought for a sin that you did. It was unintentional. It was inadvertent. But it could have been avoided if you had been more careful. It comes not as a pure accident, but out of negligence. And the Alshich says that you may think it's an accident. You may think it was beones, but it was really b'shogeg. You should have been more careful. We may not realize it, but we did something in the past. Maybe it was laziness in the past. Maybe it was carelessness in this mitzvah or in our Torah learning about the halachos of this mitzvah, whatever it is. But clearly, says the Al-Sheikh, we did something in the past that got us here to the inadvertent sin that we did. And that, says the Al-Sheikh, is what is going on in our pasuk. Says the Torah, when a person sins unwittingly or unintentionally, mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'asena, regarding any of the mitzvos of Hashem, then says the pasuk, how did that happen? How'd they get there? That's the rest of the pasuk. V'asa me'achas mehena, he did one of those sins. She did one of them. The way we got here is by some mistake in the past about that mitzvah. Yes, the sin today was inadvertent, but it didn't come out of nowhere. It didn't come in a vacuum. And we must realize that what we do today indeed may be a mistake, but it's a mistake that could have been avoided. And that is what we will work on. Have an amazing day, everyone.